flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Going straight to In the Huddle. We'll get to the latest hirings in the NFL coaching circuit. But let's talk about the number one draft pick, which is what the Titans do hold in this year's draft. And they say they will not pass on generational talent. So you can take that for whatever it means. But we know that they do need perhaps a quarterback. We'll see what happens in this draft.
I mean, that's a team that you want to talk about. We were talking about a minute ago, not having an identity, you know, how big of a thing identity is. I mean, that team just is a swirling. And here's the thing. How many times, and you can look at the Titans and think about the times that they've drafted generational talents and tried to, you know, quarterbacks and whatever else, and it just hasn't worked out. So I'll be curious to see the route they go, if there's somebody – you know, on the open market, you know, if maybe that's a, you know, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers destination or whatever it may be. But, man, they've got a lot of decisions to make. And the good thing is that, you know, they're kind of at a point where they can kind of hit the reset button.
Yeah, and they just hired Mike Borgonzi, the from Kansas City, who was their assistant GM in Kansas City. And we know that Kansas City has seemingly made every right draft pick the last, I don't know, 10 years. Now, the reality of that situation is the thing we always talk about is
development.
Yeah, and who's better on the offensive side than Andy Reid?
Right.
Who's better on the defensive side in the NFL the last 30 years than Steve Spagnuolo? I mean, so that, again, pick whoever you want. You don't develop them. You don't put them in the right system. You don't have the right guys coaching them. It doesn't matter. It's kind of the crappy thing about you know, what happens for guys going to the draft, but who do you think is a generational talent in this draft?
Yeah. I mean, I think
Travis Hunter.
Yeah. But, you know,
such
a hard one, man.
Do I believe that either one of the quarterbacks that are listed at the top in Shador and Cam Ward are generational? I think they're both have been really good in college at times. I'm not sure if I could say that they're generational talents.
Yeah. And obviously Travis Hunter is, and you know, any team is going to be lucky to have them. But when you look at a number one overall draft pick, you almost have to look at Travis Hunter and say, okay, is he the best corner in the draft? Is he the best wide receiver in the draft? Can you answer those questions? Do you even know at this point because of the amount of snaps he was playing?
If I told you he's Deion Sanders, would you take him first overall?
You'd be hard pressed to tell me that he's going to be a Hall of Famer, and I shouldn't take him first overall because there's so many questions other than that about so many different players. If you told me I had a for sure Hall of Famer, I'd have to say probably yeah.
Okay, let me do one more.
But it's
then.
Tough. But a corner. That's tough.
Let me do one hypothetical that we all know there's no way in hell ever happens. Play ball, you too, Tiff. Y'all play ball with me here. If Falcons are picking 15, right? They're the 15th. They got the 15th pick. Let's say the craziest thing in the world happens, and not only is Jalen Walker available at 15, but Travis Hunter has somehow fallen to 15 as well.
Am I taking him?
Who are you taking? Which one? It's a which one Thursday.
I'm taking Travis Hunter.
You're taking Travis Hunter?
Yeah, dude, he's the Heisman Trophy winner. He is a generational talent. The question is about where he lands on a draft board. And Tiff's answer might be different, but that's just kind of – it's hard for me to kind of look at it and go, well, I don't know, maybe you should pass on him. Like, it's just the number one pick. That's the hard part of that. Not whether or not Travis Hunter is going to be good, because obviously he is. He's been good everywhere.
A lot of GMs and coaches, I guess, back when I was at NFL Network, would always say, oh, we're looking for, like, the best athlete, the best player all around, all that kind of stuff. And lots of times that's just talk. But if they actually mean it, then, yeah, Travis Hunter is a guy that I don't think you could afford to pass on, just being a difference maker. And whether or not we continue to see him be two-way in the NFL, I don't know. But based on athletic ability and all-around impact player, I would say he is the best athlete all around of the draft. All right, on to the Chicago Bears. Ben Johnson introduced as their head coach, and he said that he wanted to stay in the division, that this is the toughest division in football right now, that being the NFC North. He also had a little fun with it and said, to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. So that's the Packers head coach. And he said a big draw, obviously, for him going there was Caleb Williams being the quarterback. So
it's such a bad decision to say that, man, because Lord knows that is it's kind of boisterous. I kind of respect it, you know, the whole Matt LaFleur thing, but it's also, you want to talk about comments that can come around and bite you when you're a Chicago Bears head coach. That's he's got a tough task.
He's playing into the rivalry. He's just having – I don't think that's like bulletin board material necessarily.
No, I don't either. I'm talking about it's social media material. When you get – you know, if you have a run like a lot of other Chicago Bears head coaches have had, and all of a sudden 2 years in you're 0-4 against Matt LaFleur, you're not going to look very smart. And, you know, it just goes back to, you know, what we say so many times. It's just hard to win in Chicago, man. It just is. And so hopefully he can get that done. I do think that he was probably the crown jewel of this hiring cycle. I think a lot of teams kind of coveted him, and I think this was probably the right move because there's some familiarity there. But he's got a big job ahead of him, and can he get the most out of his players in this situation when there has been obvious fractures in that locker room?
Yeah, I think it was you say he was the crown jewel. It's hard for me to disagree, but I think. Aaron Glenn was just right there with him. I think the thing about it for Ben Johnson is he's an offensive guy, and they have been the heralded coaches since Sean McVay just popped on the map and did what he did. And L.A., it's all of a sudden become you got to have an offensive guy, young offensive guy. And it's probably – you could say it's the right pick. You know that the concentration will definitely be on – developing Caleb Williams. I'm not in this mindset that you have to have an offensive-minded head coach to develop a young quarterback. I mean, I guess somebody forgot to tell Dan Quinn that, so.
All right, there you go. We do have Pete Prisco joining us here later on the morning shift, so it's a good time just to look at his picks here. He is a senior NFL columnist for CBSSports.com. So he picked the championship games this weekend. He has the Commanders winning 27-26 over the Eagles. Do you guys think that matchup will be that close?
I think it'll be close. I don't think there's any doubt about it because they're both quality teams. The Commanders, to me, I keep going back to Jalen Hurts' health, but to me, the Commanders have more questions to answer than the Eagles do in this one. If both teams were healthy, you'd have a situation. Now, remember, the Commanders are going to be missing one of their offensive linemen this weekend, and that is against that defense front. That's a huge deal. So, I don't know, man. 27, I do think it's going to be a very, very tight game, and it'll probably come down to a very last-minute thing, so it's kind of hard to pick. But it's hard for me to say that he's definitely wrong at this point.
I want him to be right because I want Washington to win. I like Jaden Daniels. I like Dan Quinn. I think it's a cool story. I would love to – not have to see a rematch of the Philadelphia-Kansas City Super Bowl we saw a few years ago. But I'll tell you this, trenches win football games in the NFL, and the best offensive line left in the NFL playoffs is Philadelphia Eagles, and quite possibly the best defensive line left is the Philadelphia Eagles as well. And you cannot have miscommunications. You can't. I mean, we saw it. That's what cost the game. I think Jalen Carter's been so far is playing his butt off this playoffs, and he's turned into a really good player in his second year. But the reality is, it was just a missed assignment that cost the Rams a game last week. A missed assignment up front where they didn't pass off where Jalen Carter was with the center. And Mike, you can actually tell us more of what really happened there in that play. But that cost the Rams the game.
Well, and it's not a missed assignment so much as it is just bad technique as far as passing the game up. And here's what I got to give credit to. A lot of times when you're blocking a Jalen Carter of the world, he can cause bad technique on twist games. You start lunging, you start getting over your toes on him to make sure he can't bull rush you, and then all of a sudden you're out in front of the tackle next to you and you get on two different levels and you can't pass off a stunt like that. So he deserves a little more credit than that, but I'm with you, man. It's, He's been awesome, and I think when you look at both the offensive line and defensive line from Philadelphia, those are the game changers. Those are the studs. Landon Dickerson last week, absolute clinic. Lane Johnson, clinic. Those guys have been incredible, and as has Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter and all the above from the defensive side. So we'll see. I just think Washington's got their work cut out for them, and can they get Jaden Daniels on the ground?
Prisco called Jalen Carter a game wrecker. Onto the Bills and the Chiefs, and he has the Bills winning 24, the Chiefs 23.
I don't know. This game so much, though, to me, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong. If the Bills win this game and go on to win the Super Bowl, does it not feel like a passing of the torch almost? And I'm not saying that Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Andy Reid don't have more left in the tank. But I think we've all talked about Patrick Mahomes. It's not going to be one of those guys that plays 20 years. Travis Kelce's career is probably past the halfway point, to say the least. And it just seems like Josh Allen's Super Bowl run seems inevitable. People are saying that about Lamar, too, and I agree. But, there are just times, there are matchups that happen within the NFL, within college football, where it seems like a passing of the torch. And if Josh Allen's able to get it done, that's how I'm going to feel at this game.
Well, I think the fact that Patrick Mahomes is playing flag football and everyone else isn't means he could play 20 years if he wanted.
He could.
I guess Pete Prisco didn't think about the playoffs, the referees showing up in the playoffs as well. Because, look, I hate the narrative. I hate the referees control thing. But what I saw last week was an abomination of officiating. You can't call a game different for one player. And if you have to, then that player doesn't need to be on the field. I'm sorry. And that's not a quarterback. It's not the quarterback position. It is one specific player that plays the quarterback position. I'm a Patrick Mahomes guy. My mom loves Patrick Mahomes. She's going to kill me when she hears me trashing him. But I'm not trashing him. I'm trashing the way the league allows him to be officiated.
Shout out to Mrs. Bill. Mrs. Billy. Yeah.
No, that's not her name.
I thought.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening. Oh, okay, my bad.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.